We are one with Christ, October 17. We are kept from sinning. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, 1 John 3:6. A mere profession of godliness is worthless. It is he that abideth in Christ that is a Christian. For every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. In every clime, in every nation, our youth should cooperate with God. The only way a person can be pure is to become like-minded with God. How can we know God? By studying his word. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that the truth is accepted in the heart and the human agent is purified and cleansed. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Is it possible to be healed while knowingly committing sin? No, it is genuine faith that says, I know that I have committed sin, but that Jesus has pardoned my sin, and hereafter I will resist temptation in and through his might. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. He has an abiding principle in the soul that enables him to overcome temptation. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. God has power to keep the soul who is in Christ when that soul is under temptation. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. That is, everyone who is a true believer is sanctified through the truth in life and character. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth, not professeth to do, righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. Now mark where the distinction is made. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loveth not his brother. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.